From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Former soccer star David Beckham and his team told the Miami Herald editorial board yesterday that they no longer have the option to build their South Florida soccer stadium anywhere but downtown Miami. As WLRN reporter Rick Stone tells us, it's now the only location that Major League Soccer will sanction.
David Beckham and his people told Miami Herald editors they would still prefer to build at Port Miami, despite resistance from cruise lines and other interested groups. But they said a new site suggested by Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez is also intriguing. It's an old boat slip on the bay just north of American Airlines Arena. Beckham's real estate man, John Altshuler, said each has advantages, and both are downtown.
And the league, Commissioner Garber, President Mark Abbott, have been very clear that this stadium must be in downtown Miami.
That mandate, confirmed by a league spokesman, appears to rule out possible locations at Florida International University, Miami International Airport, and most particularly Marlins Park, which Beckham's business partner Simon Fuller describes this way.
A little spiritually tainted.
It's because of the ballpark's political history. But Fuller said building next to Marlins Park would also be absurd.
We can't, in my opinion, have a small piece of land next to a stadium that will always be three times the size of ours, and then try to say we are the future, we are new, we are dynamic.
Beckham said little during a lengthy session with Herald journalists, but he did promise that his approach would be positive and fact-driven.
I'm here personally to give something back to a game that I've loved for 22 years, and you know, people have turned around to me and said, why don't you just go into management, or why don't you just coach? It'd be a lot cheaper and a lot easier. But this is my passion. You know, this is my passion.
I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Children from across Florida visited the state capitol yesterday for Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. The kids talked to experts in some of the state's strongest employment fields about what the jobs involve. Representatives from the State Park Service, the space and film industries, and several organizations had interactive displays showing the youngsters what makes their jobs fun. This event was hosted by the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. DEO Director Jesse Panuccio says it's good for kids to start dreaming about what career they want to pursue, even when they're young.
I hope that a day like today inspires students and children around our state to see all of the opportunities we have in Florida, to see all that is available for them in the future.
Jobs in computer science, engineering, and nursing continue to see the most demand in Florida. Part of DEO's effort is to steer kids' interest toward these career fields, so they'll have a better chance to actually find a job once they grow up. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.